Oh, hi Emily, it's Diane Goller here. How are you? Oh, I'm okay. I'm just it's all happened, hasn't it? I'm just ringing to let you guys know that little Letty, my leghorn, died this morning unexpectedly. The little white girl. I don't know what it was, just heart attack or what, but when I unrolled the cage this morning, because she's still been coming upstairs at night, just to have her calcium stuff. And anyway, all was well last night. Unrolled the cage this morning, and there she was up against the door, and I thought, oh, that's not normal, and she was gone. And yeah, she must have just died too, because she was still warm. So there you go. What the hell? The only, I'm just thinking, I don't know if she had something heart-wise or whatever, because about a week ago, when we had all the rain, we thought we'd put them all, like the Pansy and Posy and her, and also Petal. We thought, oh no, Fudge, sorry, the one with the beak. I thought, oh, we'll put them all in the tractor under the house, and because it was raining and God knows what. And anyway, so we put them in, and they didn't like Fudge, and they had a go at her, and then she had a go at Fudge, and then all of a sudden she kind of collapsed and went backwards, and my husband was there at the time, and he says, "She's dead." I said, "Oh God," and we grabbed her out, and she was all kind of limp, and then she sort of came to, and it was, and I don't know what that was. It was like she sort of passed out or something, and so that's the only thing I can think related, but apart from that, she'd been doing really well. So, good weight and everything, and eating. And so, anyway, I thought I'd better let you guys know because you'll. I'm so sick of this. Oh, dear, oh, dear. But on the other side, the little girl with the beak thing, she's doing really well, and I'm going to put her back in with her girls over the next couple of days. She's fine, and all those things have all fallen off her eyes and everything. She looks normal again. We got to take the wins when we can. So I thought, well, I better let you know about poor little Letty, because and it was quite unexpected this morning, but. She just, her comb did look a little bit sort of dryish last night, and I said to her, "I don't like the look of your comb. What's going on?" And then she told me this morning. Anyway. Okay, so you might just want to, note her records and. Because she had the implant in as well, so that would have been about 5 months' time she would have had that renewed. No. Oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know. These birds, they're gonna. I don't know. How much would that cost, roughly? You reckon? I'm not sure. Just things are a bit tight with all that's all that's happened. Oh dear. But yeah, I'd like to, but oh, haven't they? So sad, because her little sister's here, and they always, every time I'd take her down in the morning, they'd all get together and sit next to each other and preen each other, and now she's by herself. So, but oh yeah, I'd like to, but just money's a bit grim, and I'll probably probably get in trouble. Alrighty, Anyway, so more bad news birds. So. Okay. All right then. Well, thank you anyway for all that you did for her, because up to then she was doing well, and oh well. I'll just, yeah, thank you. I'll just keep plodding on. No worries. All right. Okay, I'll catch you later, hey? All right. All right, thanks. Bye.